WebmasterRadio.fm, the flamethrower. WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Nair interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Byron White and Melanie Nair.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Life Tips. It's Melanie Nair, the editor of Life Tips, and we have a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on in the world. The Democrats have taken over the House. Don Rumsfeld has resigned, and Byron and the team just got back from Ad Tech. So we're going to get to all of that stuff. Byron, are you there?
I'm here, Melanie. Pleasure to join you.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Well, you know, Byron and our sales team headed down to New York Sunday for Ad Tech and, you know, left me by myself in the office, which, you know, could get a little crazy. But I think I held down the fort okay while you guys were on the show floor. And since I wasn't on the show floor, I want to know what did happen.
Well, it was your classic Ad Tech, very large crowd. There were about 8,500 attendees there and over 300 sponsors scattered on about three different show floor areas. And lots of great educational tracks and channels and keynotes and lots of neat stuff that everybody can read and learn about. But
did you attend any of the keynotes?
I did, as a matter of fact, yeah. But I had some interest. You know, there's so much data out there, and my perspective is only one of many. I thought we'd take a close look at some observations I had while on the show floor on the type of attendees that attend a conference and perhaps some wisdom that we can all learn about the type of people that attend these shows and the characteristics that you see repeatedly in almost every show we do. We do about 10 shows a year now, and it's amazing to me how you can seem to just have a sort of a stereotype of people that come through these shows. It's remarkable. So I want to talk about that a little bit today. But so tell me, in the office alone by yourself, now were you making any calls to some hot dates lining up, Melanie, or what's going on?
Oh,
you had a little
you're
breathing
really
time
you're
here.
Really digging, Byron. You're really, you know, we sat here, we worked.
When the cat's away, the mice are supposed to play.
And you're worried about my personal life. I haven't devoted enough to this company. You're worried about me calling, making personal phone calls, IMing all day. That is so not what I do.
I'm hoping you were making some personal phone calls during the day. But I understand your mom was visiting. That must have been exciting.
Yeah, mom was down in Providence, so that was a good time.
Now, tell me about your relationship with your mom, Melanie.
Is this the Dr. Phil show, Byron?
Oh, yeah. I'm interested to hear more about that.
I'd be interested to hear about what you did in New York at China Grill.
Well, that's...
Or you want to talk about the crowbar?
We could talk about both of those things, as a matter of fact.
Who'd you meet at the crowbar? You should be taking my business cards to these trade show events and passing them out.
But back to your mom.
Hi, are you single? Here's my editor's phone number.
I think some people here would like to hear some thoughts about you have about your mom. Now, moms are important in all of our lives.
Moms are the greatest.
That's right.
They
are. So what are your thoughts?
I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for my mom. And, you know, you should be grateful to my mother that I, you know, you wouldn't have me here if it weren't for my mom.
Now, we had an opportunity for your mom to swing into the office and meet us all here. What happened
with that?
You're
going to be graced with that opportunity very soon.
I hope so.
Oh, you are.
What are your thoughts?
Mom's a big healthcare initiative person.
What are your thoughts on men and their the importance of a man and what you learn from somebody and what they say about their mother?
Are you telling me I'm my mother? We can
end
this radio show
right
now.
What are your thoughts on evaluating men in terms of their thoughts on their mother? In other words, do they show respect for their mother? Do they complain about their mother? Do they view their mother as a nag? Do they view their mother as a source of...
I can't even comment on that because it would be so hypocritical for me to do that.
Huh. So does that...
Sitting here talking about how I had to leave and fly down to Providence to pick up my mother, I probably had to take I had a cocktail. I had a cocktail when I got there.
Uh-huh.
Take the edge off. you know, I think, you know, what are you going to do? It's mom. It's mom, right?
No,
and it rained. It rained all day.
Does your mother stress you out?
Do you think?
I'm asking. I don't know.
I moved 1,500 miles away. the only stress I have now is what the personal questions I get from you. But mom will be so happy that you're looking out for me this way.
Oh, well, I
she would tell you the reason I'm not dating is because I work so many hours for you, Byron.
Well,
she would say it's your fault.
Well, making the world a better place one tip at a time is a big responsibility, and we appreciate
somebody has to do it.
We appreciate
somebody
your devotion
to that. Somebody has to put these tips out for people.
Now, Mel, you've worked a bunch of trade show floors, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, but I've calculated a couple of different stereotypes of people that we find attending
these shows.
Yeah,
they're usually not young and single and hip and hopping.
Well, one of those might be in the categories, but check this out. So we naturally have our knowledge seekers, and I think that a good chunk of the people that are attending these shows are certainly knowledge seekers. But there are some other categories, and let me read you the laundry list, and
I
want to know if you have any thoughts on this. So we have the classic know-it-all. We have the free stuff surfers. We have the date stalkers, the party seekers, the food finders, the beverage busters, and the gadget goers. Now, if we step through these, let's start with the know-it-alls. The know-it-alls to me are really some of my favorite people there. These are people that really have a tremendous amount of knowledge about the search engine optimization world and or the search marketing world and or whatever the subject of the trade show. But it's as if they're there to really boast their knowledge. They're there to get in disagreements with people, to challenge poor salespeople on the floor that very often might not be trained in all of the details necessary to communicate with
people. But don't you think
that
builds a little bit of character for the salesperson? Puts them on the spot a little bit, gets them thinking.
Interesting. I hadn't thought of how the know-it-alls might be helping the overall
sales
challenge.
It's a nice challenge.
That's interesting. Maybe we need more of the know-it-alls challenging us out there. That's interesting. The free stuff servers just seem to be growing in mass form. It's almost as if there's an expectation now when you go up to a booth that it's like, okay, what is the stuff you're giving away? You know, show me your stuff. And
well, it's a trade show. I mean, people are there. They want immediate satisfaction.
So should we be designing things for people's families and kids and, you know, should giveaways? For example, Google had this far-out, glow-in-the-dark sort of a ball that you could change the colors on. I mean, it was cool. I wanted one.
Oh,
everybody
cool.
wanted one. So, you know, is that what it takes to distinguish yourself at these
but
trade
Google
shows?
Google is the largest, if not one of the largest search engines online, right? I mean, regardless of whether or not you get a glow-in-the-dark ball from Google, you're not going to forget them. The competition
so
isn't there for them.
Where do you stand
forget.
On the free stuff in your comment? So Google's the biggest and the best,
but
so they should have the best stuff.
Free stuff.
So they should have the best stuff. So
everybody, yeah, but you know what are we gonna? What do you know? We've given free stuff. Well, you get free stuff at trade shows all the time, and how many of it do you come home and actually use? How many
well,
of it
here's
do you
one.
Stick in your drawer and you never look at again?
Did you hear that?
Okay. Oh, what was that?
That was a train horn.
See, you guys go to these trade shows, and you don't even bring me back anything. I'm sitting in the office all day and dealing with my mother.
This I got actually in the mail. This is a great promotion from Commission Junction. And what more appropriate for CJ to give out to people than this wooden dowel train horn? It actually sounds like a train horn, hence Commission Junction. But that's where I'm talking about.
Creative.
Where marketing can really, you know, quickly identify the needs of customers and offer information for this variety that we're now talking about. So we did the free stuff surfers. How about the date stalkers? I mean, you know, there are people that attend these trade shows, in my opinion, to meet interesting men or women. I mean, that's the soul.
Do you think so? Really?
I really do.
Fascinating.
I really do.
How do you find those people out in the crowd? I mean, I don't know that I really have seen for the few trade shows I've been to, it seems to me like most of them are the product pushers and the know-it-alls. But
I think that, you know, there's probably some interesting data somewhere that would suggest that, you know, that there is a higher degree of traffic at a website booth, for example. If it's a male-dominated trade show attendee basis and there are females working shows, unless, of course, it was a mixed show of sorts, I think there's probably some data out there that would suggest that there's a higher percentage of traffic and or interest in a particular product or service based upon the type of date stalking needs we may be talking about here.
That's why we got so much traffic with the Book Expo, because I was at that one.
Well, there you go. Maybe we just need to get you. Maybe our sales would double or triple if we can just get you and Jennifer and some of these other interesting candidates we're interviewing right now. I mean, do you?
Oh, now
is this real
thing,
though?
Now it's female thing.
Unless, of course, we start going to some shows that would facilitate a different clientele. But
Hoo-ah.
Back to the clientele Neil needs here, right? I mean, is this real, though? Is this something that you can document? Is there evidence that can be put around this?
You know, Byron, I actually think that's a really interesting concept, and I think it's something that we should definitely look into. I'm going to do that. I'm going to see. I mean, we have a lot of people in trade shows, and we have a lot of people who, you know, we can get some inside information on. I think it would be fascinating to see the ratio of men to women and the booth, traffic.
Activity
so on
at booth,
and, so forth.
And you know, for example, if you took a trade show booth and you tried an experiment of, you know, having all men work and then having
Absolutely.
All women work various times throughout the day, you hook the camera up, you monitor the activity, somebody's got to be doing some research in this. Because,
oh, absolutely. We're going to find that out.
There's a lot
idea.
Of money at stake here, and there's a lot of cost
well,
involved.
Well, people spend a lot of money for these booths at these shows.
Exactly. So,
I mean,
for example,
if we can get
Findology,
a date out of it, let's do it, you know.
Findology this year hired three models that, and they brought in a back massage little sort of station.
See, that's just creepy, man. That's just, I don't know if I'd be hanging out at a booth getting a massage.
It's a little uncomfortable, I would think, to be sitting there. It's tough to relax in that environment.
Right.
But you know what? Packed, Melanie. Packed. You know, just absolutely packed. Now, Findology tied this in to their corporate identity. If you remember the logo, if you go to Findology.com, you'll see they have this sort of sphere that's connected with one big round circle and then wooden dowels coming off and three little smaller spheres. And that's, guess what, beginning to look like those little massage things they sell, like Brookstone and all the other, you know, fun stores that are gadget busters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving this massage thing out as a giveaway at the show, combining that with these models that were using those devices to massage people's backs. So, you know, they're bringing the brand experience perhaps into the show floor, one could contend. So does it work? I don't know. I mean,
it sounds to me like these trade shows are getting a little kinky. So on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Click Tracks, all new version 6. Prepare to segment your visitors and build custom reports on the fly with the most comprehensive and intuitive web analytics program on the planet. Dan Noyes, president of Sephoria.com, writes, Click Tracks is like a religion to us. We rarely consult our clients on site or campaign changes without first seeing what Click Tracks reveals. Sign up for your free trial today. Your only risk, you may end up in our next commercial. ClickTracks.com, turning your future into a fortune.
Friendfinder. The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters
just like you.
With Friendfinder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend.
Your wallet. Get more traffic maximizing details now
at friendfinder.com.
Attend the public relations event of the year, the 2006 PRSA International Conference, benchmarking your public relations strategies with the best. Conference registration gets you insider access to dynamic speakers and unparalleled strategies and networking events. Register at PRSA.org to receive a $100 early early bird discount off your registration. Qualified non-members will receive a bonus one-year PRSA membership. Visit PRSA.org for details. WebmasterRadio.fm, the official radio network of the 2006 PRSA International Conference.
Flashback, November 2004. A brand new radio station launched onto the World Wide Web. That station was WebmasterRadio.fm. Today, Webmaster Radio is one of the fastest growing internet media outlets in the world. Webmaster Radio boasts one of the most respected talk radio lineups in the internet business world. Danny Sullivan, Chris Tall, Susan Brett, Jim Hedger, Barry Schwartz, Jeremy Shoemaker, Ryan and Jeffrey Eisenberg, Greg Nyland, Katie Kempner. We travel coast to coast to bring you the most extensive and detailed live coverage of the most high profile trade shows in the world. Ad Tech, Search Engine Strategy, RSA, Webmaster World, DMA, Ecom Expo. And we have brought you keynote speeches and interviews of some of the biggest influential names in business today. Eric Schmidt, Andrew Hayward, Barry Diller, John Patel, Keith Barras, and way too many others to mention. Our live programming and on-demand podcasting keeps the B2B world informed. We are WebmasterRadio.fm, and we're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Hey, everybody. It's Melanie, editor of Life Tips. I'm back here with Byron, and we are talking about, among other things, including my mother, my love life, my personal life, and my job, trade shows and the people that you find on the floor. So, Byron, I am totally dying to hear the rest of the people that you meet on the trade show floor, because the stuff that you've come up with so far has been quite entertaining. Let's review. We've done the talk to me, the product pushers.
Sure, yeah, we've got our core knowledge seekers.
We
talked about the know-it-alls.
Yeah.
We chimed into the free stuff surfers.
Yeah.
We've got the date stalkers, which seems to be controversial.
Yeah, but we're going to find out. I'm going to find out about that for you. We're going to find out about this whole gender, you know, the female gender, male gender booth representation, and we're going to see what traffic does.
There's also an expectation level that I think people have as they play into it. There's a lot of people, a lot of faces, a lot of visual activity going on that might sort of tie into that whole topic area.
Well, I think if we all kept on wearing our green cowboy hats to our trade show booth, it would generate a lot more interest.
So another category, I think, is the party seekers, and not only the party seekers, but the party goers and the party in the knowers, shall we say. There's something really interesting that happens in the social dynamic of a trade show, and that is there are various gatherings and little cliques, and I think the people that really understand that political game and tap into it and become resources for knowing where all the parties are become very powerful people.
They're very important people.
Exactly. For example, Darren and Brandy are always sure to know where the hot parties are and to know what the end scene is. And they're typically the first person that I would want to find at any of these webmaster-related events to find out what's going on, because they're just going to know what's going on. And what's interesting is everyone else understands that as well, so everybody else is willing to bring data and information to Brandy and Darren, right, in exchange for learning some information for them. So
sure.
If you're going to give knowledge, you're going to need to receive knowledge. So, it's a two-way street there. So the whole party-seeking, party-knowledge scene is an important part of a trade show culture, and you find some people that are really into that aspect of
it. But don't you agree that going to these parties and doing these, you know, night owl activities, if you will, does boost your camaraderie with some potential clients?
Well, it certainly boosts visibility.
You learn to speak to somebody on more of a social level and less of
a business level. Yeah, I think that is important. I think that there is something worth that. And what's interesting is I think it's starting to become so popular now that unless you are either throwing a party or part of a sponsorship of a party, you're kind of getting left in the dust a little bit, I think. Particularly if you have a mass market, business model that needs to, be a household name at some of these shows. It's all about, the ability to get your name in front of people and to do it in a creative way. The party at Crowbar we went to was very interesting. We could talk about that. But there's a couple more groups of people.
Let's go through them.
And so there's also the gadget goers. And the gadget goers are seeming to be on a quest, not for just the clever giveaways, but, literally gadgets. And gadgets might not just be giveaways, but gadgets might also be free tools or free website resources that are only given away at trade shows and are really popular. I'll give you an example. I saw a gentleman from iProspect speak about search engine optimization
oh,
and
cool.
search engine marketing, and he was really smart. On the last part of his slideshow presentation, he said, hey, if you'd like to have private access to all of the white papers that iProspect has delivered, information, just leave me your business card after the show. Well, guess what? There must have been, 25% of the attendees of the show all streamlined right to him at the booth.
Of course.
To hand a card. And he just took cards very quickly. But, these are folks, in my opinion, that are literally seeking, perhaps knowledge or gadgets or tools to apply and use to their world. So, so that's kind of where we stand with the assessment of some of the different stereotypes you find at the show.
I love it. I'd like to hear more about Crowbar. I'm impressed. I am. I'm impressed. When I get the phone call at 11 o'clock that says I'm on my way to Crowbar, impressive.
Well,
you can hang, man. I like that.
When in Rome, do as the Romans, right?
It's perfect. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Calvin Mackey.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Generating buzz for your company is essential, and now easier than ever with PaperPost, the consumer-generated advertising network. Our powerful network of bloggers at PaperPost will creatively expose your product or service through original link-generated ads and embedding video or audio on their sites. Launch your viral marketing campaigns with confidence and enjoy increased traffic with higher conversion rates only through PaperPost. Visit PaperPost.com and join the revolution.
Viva la revolución!
Are you getting the most out of your online advertising? Now get more from your media spend with superior real-time targeting and creative optimization technology.
Get more now.
From Casali Media.
Casali Media.
Save big as Casali Media's ad experts place your premium campaigns across the web's hottest properties at the most competitive rates. Want more?
Get more.
Visit CasaliMedia.com/more to request your media kit. Casali Media. Advertising online is better here.
Casali Media.
Now, experience the future of web design and development with a whole new level of efficiency, expressiveness, and simplified workflow. Introducing Studio 8, a compilation of the latest releases from Dreamweaver, Flash Professional, Fireworks, Contribute, and Flash Paper. Sure to inspire you to create superior online video sites and mobile content. And now, through this exclusive WebmasterRadio.fm offer, listeners can save a whopping $100 off Studio 8. Visit the online store at Adobe.com or contact Adobe Customer Services and provide promo code Webmaster Radio in order to receive your discount. Studio 8, your way to create.
Choose the right affiliate program to partner with? Hey, all we're trying to do is make the most money in the least amount of time. The answer is simple. JoeBucks.com, the world's leading herbal affiliate program. JoeBucks.com is the direct manufacturer, so there's no middleman. This will allow you to make up to 50% the highest payouts on the net and also get paid twice a month. Sign up today and watch your income grow. JoeBucks.com.
What can the problem be, sweet Melanie?
incredibly entertaining.
I want to ask you a question that comes with controversy.
Oh, there's now you're really tapping into it, Byron. See, now you get a chance to ask all the questions that you always wanted to know.
Even better, this is going to be podcast so we can listen and laugh later.
This is one of your favorite things. Keep it simple, stupid.
No question. I think it was Tiger. He is the name. I mean, he is what golf is resting on right now.
I think he's a great team player. He did buy his wife a new yacht.
Yeah, well, for that team, he's doing well.
Yeah.
Get to know Melanie Nayer on Life Tips. Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
You have arrived
at the destination for education and entertainment.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
All right, everybody, we are back. This is Melanie Nayer, editor of LifeTips.com, and I am here today to talk with Calvin Mackey, a professor, speaker, inventor, and author of View from the Roof, Lessons for Life and Business. And Calvin is also the co-founder of Channel Zero, an educational and motivational consulting company, and has been active on the public speaking circuit for about 15 years, giving motivational presentations, educational, civic, corporate institutions, talks about the importance of furthering your education and career. Calvin, welcome. We're happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
This is great. I want to get right into it because we've got a lot going on in the news as far as education and happenings around the world, and then I'm going to turn you over to Byron after that.
Okay.
But let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now. This is, with election being yesterday and government funding being a very high priority for a lot of educational initiatives. How do you feel about what's going on, in terms of really helping students become more motivated to go forward with an educational degree when the funds are low? What's your immediate response?
Well, one of the greatest impediments to education in America now is the amount of money it costs. If you're born in poverty, you have a 7% chance of pursuing a four-year degree in America, and that's a shame in a free country. So anything that we can do in terms of lowering the cost of attending a four-year institution would definitely serve this country in a better way.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are what are some of the things that you hear when you talk to students? Is there a common theme?
Well, actually, there's more money available than the students actually know. They hear all these statistics and think that they just knock themselves out. I believe that when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. And any student that puts himself or herself in a right position, I believe there will be someone there like me, a professor who really to work with them and do what's necessary to get them the funds necessary to pursue their dreams. We cannot let the money be a demotivation to them.
One of the tips that you provided for us on Life Tips is study what you love. And I think that's such an important thing. For younger students, though, younger kids who are looking to further their education, how do you really get them to understand what it is they love?
I really do believe in service. And what we've done in this country is that we've created too many boxes. So when children and students look forward, they only see about 5 or 6 boxes that they can go into. When we volunteer and do things that we're really interested in, we really find out that there are career opportunities and the things that we really love to do.
Now, by boxes, do you mean, like, specific degrees?
Specific degrees. I mean, people say, I want to be a doctor,
a college,
a lawyer,
of this, a college of that, that kind
right,
of thing.
College of that. And they don't see that Martha Stewart have become one of the wealthiest women in the world, pursuing her dream of providing a service of, living a healthy, better life. And many people like those type things, but they just can't reconcile it with a degree option.
Mm-hmm. Can you nail it down for me for some of our listeners, and let's talk about the top 5 tips that students should look for when looking at degrees. A lot of times online, because right now online degrees are really becoming very popular, especially with some of the bigger schools. They're initiating a lot of engineering classes online,
yeah,
architecture online, art online.
One thing that you definitely should look for is, one, is this program a match with you? You know your schedule. You know when you're free, when you know when you have to work, you know other obligations that you have to have. So first and foremost, it must be a one-to-one match. You know, can I meet the time that's necessary to do this online? Two, am I the right type of person to become an online learner? Because everyone...
What is the right type of person?
One, you have to be self-motivated. And a self-motivation can be extrinsic or intrinsic, but you have to determine what are the motivations that are going to get you up every day and force you to sit in front of a computer to get the lessons that you need to be whoever it is you say you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Three, you need to see if the online institution or course is accredited by some accrediting board or system that accredits online work. Mm-hmm. I mean, anyone can say, I'm putting a course online, and you may take the course and pay for it, but don't have any type of accreditation to say, I'm now certified in a certain area. You also should look for costs. It's one thing to take a course online, but if you're taking a course online and paying as much or more than what you'll be paying if you're going to a physical institution, then sometimes it's not in your best interest. And one of the last things you should look for is what type of community the online institution creates such that you can plug into when you're not in the online class.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the type of things that really support an online education.
Calvin, one of the things that you're very devoted to right now is Hurricane Katrina relief.
Yes, I am.
And I want to get some information from you on what's going on down in Louisiana in terms of education.
Well, here in New Orleans, I'm in the city of New Orleans, and I'm on the Louisiana Recovery Authority, which is the 30-member board appointed by the governor to oversee the rebuilding of the entire effort. And in the city of New Orleans, our school system was absolutely decimated. So now we have a consortium of charter schools being put in place and up and running to provide educational opportunities for the children who have been able to come back while their parents are working to rebuild their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in need of teachers. We're short of a couple of hundred qualified teachers. We're in need of volunteers to come down and do supplemental education like tutoring, Saturday programs. But for the most part, we're just trying to hold this thing together in terms of education.
How are the students holding up?
It's absolutely unbelievable when you look at the resiliency of the students.
That's great.
Right after Katrina, we estimated that nearly 45,000 kids were suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And you saw some of that being played out in some of the clips that was coming from mm-hmm. Houston. When you think about what these kids had been through and what they had seen, I don't know if a lot of adults could have dealt with that. And we took these kids and put them right back in the school system, and many of them hit the ground running and are back at the level where they need to be.
That's great. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Calvin Mackey and Byron White.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
It's all about links,
baby.
Content is king, but links are what you need to get you those all-important organic search listings. Float to the top of your keyword listings within the major portals while driving targeted traffic to your website at the same time. Work with a company with a proven track record for delivering results for thousands of individual website owners and major Fortune 500 companies. TextLinkAds.com is your source for securing relevant links.
Baby!
TextLinkAds.com.
Google AdSense. How do I earn from thee? Let me count the ways. Google, you enable me to show targeted ads complementing my site so my visitors keep clicking throughout the day and night. It was so easy to apply and select the ad formats I liked. Since I've discovered AdSense, I've been filled with delight. So earn more with matching ads, and you too can discover how. Just visit google.com/AdSense now.
For the last decade, millions of visitors seeking top ranking have visited their site. When it comes to the internet marketing expertise, one name clearly stands above the rest. Bruce Clay Incorporated. With a flexible, time-tested, and spam-free process to SEO and PPC, Bruce Clay has become the number one choice for companies of all kinds seeking to improve their search engine ranking. Utilize their latest tools, training, consulting, and services. Let Bruce Clay create a tailored solution to meet your internet marketing needs today. Bruce Clay Incorporated.
Digimix. Ego.
machismo, unadulterated cockiness, fantastic ideas, full-hearted business plans, gut-wrenching stories, fascinating particulars, turn-ons and tips from the web world with host Susan Bratton. Get the whole mix, the Dishy Mix, every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Just getting your feet wet on the internet? Then dive into our stream.
Webmasterradio.fm.
We're the coolest place around. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on Webmasterradio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Calvin, I'm back with you, and I appreciate it. Enjoy chatting with you for a little bit here. I want to ask you some questions about your thoughts on the overall, let's call it the watering down of the academic credential with the advent of easy, inexpensive online degree opportunities. Are you worried about that at all, Calvin, or does the good outweigh the bad? Do we have Calvin on the line?
Looks like we might have lost Calvin.
Calvin has taken a sabbatical, apparently.
No problem. We can get
Melanie,
Calvin back.
How would you like to answer that question?
I personally don't think that online degrees have watered down the professional classroom arena. Do you?
Well, I'm concerned about it, and I'd like to hear from some professionals in the online space that are perhaps in the online degree space that are convinced the opposite and have some stats to back that up. But
well, we're going to get him back on the phone.
Sure, yeah.
But in the meantime,
have you taken a class at all, Melanie, ever?
You know, I've taken a couple online classes, but not for continuing education course or not anything towards my degree.
Mm-hmm.
All the classes that I took online were just more basic tutorial classes, but I found them incredibly helpful.
I believe we have Calvin back on.
Calvin is back.
Calvin is here.
How you doing, Calvin? We're sorry about that.
That's great. No problem.
Elvis left the building for a little while. You're back now.
Hi, Byron.
A pleasure to chat with you. So I had asked you a long-winded question, and I'll strip it down for you.
Okay.
Is the online, credential being tarnished by these sort of quick degree, get your degree for $99, per semester, sort of programs. Should we be worried about that?
We should be very worried about it. It's definitely tarnishing the more stable credited programs. But if you're a student and you're looking to get a degree and someone offered you a degree for $59 in 25 minutes, you should question that. But you get those type of solicitations all the time, for a PhD in 30 days.
And what do you think the big institutions are doing out there? For example, Penn State is a client of ours here at Life Tips. They're our bachelor degree client here. We've written some content for them and tried to help them with their online marketing world. I mean, their university comes with an instant degree of credibility, right? And what are the big universities doing? Are they late in the game here? Is the University of Phoenix cornering the market? What's going on in the web world?
Well, the University of Phoenix is the number one private school in the country in terms of having the largest number of paying clients. Mm-hmm. And they're playing a gigantic role online, but the major universities that are accredited four-year 3,300 universities now realize that they're in a competitive environment. So you have schools like Penn State, Georgia Tech, and all of Harvard absolutely jumping online and providing opportunities for people to attend those schools and get the expertise that they otherwise wouldn't be able to get because they're so far away.
Now, with any big marketplace, and I'm guessing that the online education marketplace is quickly approaching probably close to $500 million a year industry online. I may be off on that, but I'd love to know if you have any stats on that. Do you have any stats on that?
Off the top of my head, I don't have any stats, but it's the growth in online revenue is absolutely exponential, especially with major universities. That's why many of them are going to online when you look at the cost-benefit ratio. Mm-hmm. You can put X amount of students on and still have just one professor in front of a computer teaching a ratio of maybe 100 to 1 rather than 30 to 1 in a classroom.
So let's drill down to a particular class. Let's just say, I'm not sure if you had a managerial accounting class in your illustrious educational background, but I did, and I got to tell you, I couldn't stand it. I didn't do well in that class. And ironically, I went on to work at Arthur Andersen after being a philosophy major in college years ago. But let's take a class. So now, naturally, we could have a professor, at Harvard University teaching his 25 students a managerial class throughout the course of a semester. We could then, the opposite extreme, have somebody from St. Michael's College in Vermont teaching a managerial class. And then we have two professors sort of duking it out here, perhaps in the online community, right?
Yeah.
And where in the online community it is a matter of your reputation and who's teaching the class and what university you're going to get your quote online degree from. Is it going to come down to the professor having to market themselves and their credentials? Is that what the online space is going to right now?
Yes, and it should go to that, because you may have, and this has been one of the issues in education forever, you may have a professor at Harvard who's average, but you may have a world-renowned professor at the university down the street. So in the world of managerial science or whatever, people know that this professor is world-renowned. So it may be in your best interest to take this guy at the university down the street rather than taking this guy at Harvard. What's going to determine the value is the back end, and that's what's wiping a lot of the fly-by-night places out of the market, is because the employer or the people that are looking for credentials, when you bring it in, you have to justify, what's this institution and why should we believe that this is a valid degree. So now you can absolutely validate the institution, but also validate the person that you had the opportunity to take the class from.
Where do you think technology is going to fit into this? Because, in the end of the day, you need to stream things properly. You need to build elaborate communications vehicles like chat rooms on steroids with regards to the ability to connect students and make them feel like they're in a community and environment where they can share ideas. I mean, is technology going to play in a very important role in the online degree space?
We could not have online learning without technology. And with the advent of even more expansive and faster equipment, is really making it possible, such that now, we can send a document overnight. We can stream the professors speaking right to you like you're in a class. The only issue that we're really dealing with now is the safeguard and being able to test someone, right, give someone an exam. And something that people are proposing is using, community-based learning centers, where you would show up to take your GRE or your law exam. Now you show up there, show your ID, and you take your test there, and those people verify that you are the person taking that test, and then you submit it right there online.
And what about the school systems in the New Orleans area? Are you actively involved in the rebuilding of those educational institutions, whether they be universities and or students? What's the status down there? Do you know?
Well, we have to deal with the public school system and K-12, and then we have the higher ed. On the higher ed side, everyone is pretty much up and running. Tulane University recovered something like 90% of their students. Loyola University recovered about 90%. Dillard University about 60%. Xavier University about 60-70% of their students. So all of the universities are up and running. Some of the universities had to make some very difficult choices in terms of eliminating some programs to make sure that they were financial solvent, in a very quick time. But on the K-12 side, that is our biggest challenge, because one issue that we have down here is housing. So as more people come back and we can build more housing, get more housing up and running, people are coming back with their kids. So you have kids returning every month. So, the system is really, growing on a month-by-month basis. So we are really working hard to open schools and get qualified teachers in to make sure that the kids can get the education that they need.
Well, we appreciate that hard work. Let's take a break, and we're back with Melanie and for some final conclusions. Thanks, Calvin.
Thank you.
Life Tips on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
3 a.m. traveling to a conference in Oklahoma City. Steve Talbot's Ford Escort radiator hose bursts near the town of Hooker. He types Hooker Escort Hookup into another local search engine's one-box search. He has a great time that he can't expense. TrueLocal.com. Two boxes, one click, great results.
For the last decade, millions of visitors seeking top ranking have visited their site. When it comes to the internet marketing expertise, one name clearly stands above the rest. Bruce Clay Incorporated. With a flexible, time-tested, and spam-free process to SEO and PPC, Bruce Clay has become the number one choice for companies of all kinds seeking to improve their search engine ranking. Utilize their latest tools, training, consulting, and services. Let Bruce Clay create a tailored solution to meet your internet marketing needs today. Bruce Clay Incorporated.
Wow, looks like you caught another one.
Yeah, thanks. That makes 23 so far.
You're kidding me. I haven't caught a thing yet.
Really? Well, what kind of bait are you using?
Same as you.
Well, then maybe it's where you're fishing.
What do you mean?
Well, if you want to catch fish, don't throw your line out in the middle of a big lake. Take a smart look around for where the fish congregate, like over by this log.
So I just have to look smart, huh?
That's right. It's all about fishing where the fish are.
Learn how you can fish where the fish are. Go to signup.looksmart.com. Signup.looksmart.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm returns to Las Vegas for the 2006 Webmaster World PubCon Conference, November 14th through the 17th at the fabulous Las Vegas Convention Center. Come and meet the host of all of your favorite Webmaster Radio shows. Don't miss the Leading Edge event for sharing world information about SEO, SEM, and general site owner and webmaster issues. Join WebmasterRadio.fm live on location November 14th through the 17th in Las Vegas. Log on to www.pubcon.com for more details. And if you missed the show, then log on to our archive page of WebmasterRadio.fm for extensive trade show coverage of PubCon. From the official radio station of Webmaster World, WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Cyberspace, the final frontier. These are the voyages of your new business enterprise. Its ongoing mission to explore strange new domains, to seek out new sites and new monetizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. WebmasterRadio.fm. So logical. You'll go out of your Vulcan mind.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Okay, we're back with Life Tips. This is Melanie Nair, and I just want to offer up some final thoughts with Calvin Mackey before we close off our show for today. We've covered a lot of ground today in the topic of, among other things, online degrees, which is such an important part of education initiatives right now. Some of the tips that Calvin gave us, make sure you do your research of the school before you just sign up for a new degree. Set realistic goals in what you want to do. Study what you love, which is such an important aspect. And accept criticism and failure, and remember to keep trudging on, because the reality is that the education that you have is really the foundation of your future. Calvin, one of the things that you also are very in-depth and supportive of is the Katrina initiatives. Where can people find more information about how to help?
Just go to Google and Google Louisiana and Katrina, and all the different websites for the state of Louisiana will come up, the official state website. Everything is there for your help.
Great. And where can people find you, Calvin?
At www.calvinmackey.com. That's CalvinMackey.com.
Wonderful. Calvin, you've been a blast to talk to today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Melanie.
We will be back next week. And until then, talk to you all soon.
Take care.